This is a special report from WNBC News. I'm Jim Iyer. Tonight, New York City's nine-day-old garbage strike came to an end. For 9 days, New Yorkers had watched mounds of trash grow on the streets. A health emergency was declared. Still, there was no settlement. 2 days ago, Mayor John Lindsay asked Governor Rockefeller to call out the National Guard to remove the trash. The governor was reluctant. There were statements pro and con, and John DeLurie, president of the Uniform Sanitationmen's Union, was brought from jail for talks with the governor. DeLurie was jailed under the Taylor Law as the mayor tried to cope with the strike. Still, there was an impasse. A special mediation board came up with a solution, but it was rejected by Mayor Lindsay as blackmail. Tonight, the strike came to an end. This has been a special report from WNBC News, produced by Mike Neal. I'm Jim Iyer. Stay tuned to WNBC News for further details. We now return to Monitor, now in progress.
Don't forget.
What?
To call your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When is Valentine's Day?
Monday is the opening of the annual dog show of the Westminster Kennel Club at Madison Square Garden. They'll be judging of all the registered breeds. But there's one breed that won't be represented at the show. And reporter Charlie Holmes found out about it from Donald Sloan, manager of a New York pet shop called Dogs of Distinction.
Donald Sloan, your shop sells a dog called a Yorkie Poo. What is it and how much does it cost?
Well, a Yorkie Poo is a Yorkshire Terrier and a Poodle combination. And that's a Yorkie Poo, and they sell in the area of $250 and up.
Why do they crossbreed these two?
Well, it's something that developed out of Cincinnati and that spread to the West Coast, and now it's spreading on the East Coast. It's a non-registered dog. You can't register it at the AKC, but it's a status symbol.
Do you have other little dogs like this?
We have a Malta Poo, which is a Maltese and a Poodle combination. We have a Peek-a-Poo, which is a Pekingese and a Poodle combination.
What's the most expensive dog that one can buy?
A Lhasa Apso.
What's that?
That's a Tibetan dog. They are the most popular dogs at the present time on the fashionable east side of New York. It's a small dog. It runs, I would say, 10 to 11 inches.
And how much is it?
$600 and up.
So what might you pay for the most expensive one of its kind?
About $3,000.
$3,000 for a dog. How about the German Shepherd? Is that still one of the top dogs? The
German Shepherd is number two in the United States. Number one, as you know, is the Poodle, and the German Shepherd is number two. The German Shepherd is a wonderful pet, and it also is a dog of protection.
What's three and four and five?
Number three is the Beagle, which, as you know, President Johnson has, and the miniature Dachshund is number four, and the Chihuahua is number five.
That's the real tiny little dog.
The smallest dog in creation.
Seems to me that's Xavier Cugat's favorite animal.
Yes, Xavier is also connected with Dogs of Distinction, and he more or less pushes us all across the country in the United States and South America on his tours.
Do you have a lot of stars and personalities who buy dogs from you?
Many.
You know, we used to feed our old dog at home, Laddie. We used to feed him table scraps and leftovers, and the dog of today is not supposed to have that kind of thing at all.
Well, all I can say is that the Chase Manhattan Bank just put out a report that $400 million is spent each year on the purchase of dog food.
Wow. You know, one of your ads says that you have a full line of puppy togs, like mink coats and stoles.
Chinchilla, leopard.
What is
You name it, we have it.
What does one of these garbs cost?
In the area from $500 to $1,500.
Well, now, a dog has a coat of his own. Why do you want to give him another one?
Protection from the cold weather, as today it's quite cold out. And people want mink on their dog, they'll get mink on their dog. To match Madam's mink coat, we'll give it to them.
Do dogs have nail polish and things like that?
Yes.
Perfume?
Perfume is the biggest item. They all want their dogs to smell the same as they do when they leave the shop.
Isn't this all a bit overdone, though, really? Why are people putting such emphasis on dogs and their garb and their care? What's behind it?
Well, today the area in dogs is a $3 billion market. Mm-hmm. Between veterinarian fees, dog food, dog accessories, and dogs itself, the purchase of dogs is considered the third largest business in the United States.
The third largest business is the purchase of dogs. Good night. Well, is it that people need friends, that they have to have a dog instead of relating more to each other?
Well, as you're well aware, dog's man's best friend.
Where do you go to the plain old dog that doesn't have any qualifications at all?
You mean as far as pedigree,
yeah,
and as far as being registered with the American Kennel Club? The only place I can suggest that you might pick one up is the ASPCA pond.
You just get a plain dog type
just
dog.
Just a plain dog and pay for its license and take it home.
Thank you, Donald Sloan, manager of Dogs of Distinction, one of America's most fashionable dog salons, for giving us the latest news in the dog world. This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor.
So, you see, the dog is not only man's best friend, he's his third biggest business.
A single life is a lonely game. No one to pet and no one to tame. No one to quarrel with and no one to blame. It's enough to make a lady fall in love. The single life is no life at all. The years really by, the days really claw. And though that awful mirror, mirror on the wall, it's enough to make a lady fall in love. It's so utterly ghastly, beastly when your life all famine without the beastly and you live. So nunnily and so priestly, it's a crime of bloom and shine. A single life is insomnia. You talk all night, you let your fancy play. How long can fancy play without a fiancé or a nuptial moon above? It's enough to make a girl get married. It's enough to make a lady fall in love. No one to pet, no one to tame. All night,
here, let the fancy play. But how long can fancy play without a fiancé or a nuptial moon above? It's enough to make a lady. It's enough to make a lady. More than enough to make a nighty.
That was Carol Lawrence, and it's enough to make a lady fall in love. She was singing maybe about Valentine's. Remember, all she wants is a look, a sigh, a kiss, and something simple set in platinum. Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Carmen in Philadelphia. You hear us on WPEN Radio 95, Philadelphia station with Personality Plus. Wherever you listen, join me again next Saturday for Monitor. I'm Ted Steele.
Second Sunday. Suffrage is not enough. The New Woman. A full-hour news special with Bill Ryan tomorrow on NBC Radio.